You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says it's not a policy backflip. His support for electric vehicles is enabling choice for Australians rather than a drastic change of opinion from the coalition.
Because Labor wants to tell everybody what to do. They love telling people what to do, what cars to drive. I think Australians have had enough of governments telling them what to do, frankly. 2 years of governments having to tell people what to do. And it's not something I think Australians want to see more of in the future. So, you know, I don't have a problem with electric vehicles. I just have a problem with governments telling people what to do about what vehicles they should drive and where they can drive them.
The federal government has released a $250 million strategy focusing investment in charging stations for electric vehicles to encourage more people to make the transition from petrol to diesel-powered cars. A similar Labor policy, which carried a target of 50% of all new cars being electric by 2030, was weaponised by the Prime Minister at the last election, with Mr Morrison at the time claiming Labor's plan would end the weekend.
And I'll tell you what, it's not going to tow your trailer, it's not going to tow your boat, it's not going to get you out to your favourite camping spot with your family. Bill Shorten wants to end the weekend when it comes to his policy on electric vehicles, where you've got Australians who love being out there in their four-wheel drives. He wants to say, see you later, to the SUV.
Mr Morrison is now sending a different message.
Well, I think as these new technologies come into place, and they'll happen over time. This is not, you know, one day all petrol vehicles shut down and electric vehicles start up the next day. I mean, that's the sort of thing the Labor Party likes to talk about. I mean, this happens over time. And allowing consumers to lead this process, I think, is really important.
He's standing firm that he didn't campaign against electric vehicles in the lead up to the election that helped him hold on to the top job.
But I didn't. That is just a Labor lie. I was against Bill Shorten's mandate policy trying to tell people what to do with their lives, what cars they were supposed to drive and where they could drive them. I don't agree with that. I still don't agree with it. And our policy takes a very different approach. Labor loves interfering in your life. They love telling you what to do. They don't like our plan because it doesn't tax you and doesn't force you to do anything.
Critics say that logic could be the problem. Labor's policy had previously been underpinned by plans to implement an emissions efficiency standard for petrol and diesel cars. The government's policy, in contrast, does not include any official target for electric vehicle sales, but projects that 30% of all new cars sold by 2030 will either be electric or hybrid. There's also no consumer subsidies, tax incentives, or minimum standards for fuel emissions. Bayard Jafari, Chief Executive of the Electric Vehicle Council, says it'll leave electric vehicles out of reach for most Australians.
We'd expect to see quite a lot more in there. In particular, that would be two key policies, like fuel efficiency standards that force car companies to bring their latest and greatest technology to Australia, making it available to our customers, and then rebates to make electric vehicles cheaper for people to buy. Unfortunately, the federal government's ruled both of those out.
Labor has responded to the plan, with former opposition leader Bill Shorten saying imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Listen, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery in politics, and it is correct that I did propose that we put charging stations on the national highways. Australia is in danger of becoming an automotive third world. The rest of the world is now sending to Australia the cars that no one else in the world wants. The rest of the world's moving to electric vehicles. I get Labor proposed it. Mr Morrison must read my policy book at night time for ideas.
Current opposition leader Anthony Albanese says it's not going to be enough to get Australia in line with the rest of the world.
We need to make sure that we don't continue to fall behind. Australia last year had under 2% of new vehicle sales were electric vehicles. In Denmark, in Norway, the figure was 70%. In Denmark, it was double digits. In the United Kingdom, it was 15%. I went to a conference as Transport Minister way back in 2009 in Japan, where every motor vehicle manufacturer was saying that they're not doing any research into internal combustion engines. It was all about electric vehicles and clean energy vehicles.
The announcements come amid a global scramble to do more about climate change, and as the coalition ramps up what is increasingly looking like an election campaign. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.